Yes, we found her. The first person in the world to have her voice broadcast by radio.
Are we on? Welcome aboard the Amy Bedard Queen Show. Yeah, I know you're looking for that portrait up in the attic. Not quite that old. Welcome aboard. I hope you're had a good week. We're going to get through today. Already a couple of glitches and gremlins in the system, but that's okay. We'll get there. Some wacky stories in the world. Roe v. in politics. The Sterling spinning themselves into a new saga. You know, the L.A. Clippers family. And Barbara Walters saying farewell, or is she? We'll talk. If you're listening live, join us. The number in motion, 347-857-4505. That's 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, Friday, May 16th. Also, it's the cusp of the weekend, so we'll kick back and do a little romp to the country music charts, classic and contemporary. And we're going to meet a new country singer, songwriter, Alyssa Morrissey, joins us to talk inspiration, influences, and her ins and outs of the music business. First, though, we'll listen to a little song that she has put together. It's actually a fabulous duet that she did with Matt Williams. Remember him from Western Avenue? We spoke with him a few months ago. This one's called Make Love Tonight. It's Alyssa Morrissey and Matt Williams opening up the Friday edition. We'll get there of the Amy Bedard-Erkowitz Show.
Night a couple years ago, you held my hand at the fireworks show. We said goodbye, but I never believed it was really the end of you and me. Now here we stand, like strangers in the night. Let's relive the past. Baby, just turn down those lights. I wanna make out. Don't you realize we shouldn't waste another moment?
Cat Williams, and rising country star Alyssa Morrissey. Make Love Tonight on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Welcome, Alyssa, to the show. What a great song. Alyssa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, you sound like you're an old pro, you're a veteran, and I guess you are, but you're only 20 years old, so you've been doing this since you were a little girl. Was this your calling? I mean, you just knew it, or you just love to sing? Kids don't really think about what their destiny might be. You just love to sing. Is that how you knew
yeah,
this was a thing for you?
Ever since I can remember, I had been singing, and my parents were really into music and took me to a few concerts when I was really, really young, and I just remember, you know, and I think they have videos of me singing on boxes and stuff, and it's just something I always did, and I don't think when I was that young that really, like you said, kids realize that something, you know, that they think of the future kind of thing, but I know when I was about 10 or 11 years old, that's when I started, you know, having the dream of becoming a singer and being on stage, and that's kind of when it all really started, and I started to take it seriously.
Yeah. Who were some of your artists that you emulated or were early influences when you were a kid?
A couple early influences would have been Shania Twain. My parents listened to every style of music between, you know, classic rock and country, and but she was always one that they really loved, and we played often. So at a young age, I was introduced to her, and I think my first concert I ever went to was an Amanda Marshall concert, and that was one of the songs. Dark Horse was a big song for her, and that was something I used to always sing when I was little. So she was a big influence for sure. And as I got a little bit older, I became a big fan of Avril Lavigne and Michelle Branch, and they all kind of helped shape me musically and were big influences for me.
That's sort of the way that country music has evolved too, because you're coming in during a time where there's so much crossover, and you get a lot of
Absolutely.
Pop artists, country. And country artists doing pop and rock and all of that, which is beautiful, and I think kind of bridges the gap. So country
Absolutely.
Is...
Absolutely, yeah, I totally agree.
Which is great. Are there now... So you primarily work in Canada. I know you're also one of the... I mean, it's so great. We've spoken with several rising Canadian country musicians, and I know there's a real rich tradition of country music in Canada. As you mentioned, Shania Twain, Terry Clark, there are a lot of them, and then people do transition into Nashville. Is that one of your big goals, is to try to make the transition to Nashville?
Absolutely. A big dream of mine for sure would be not only to obviously, you know, have a great following here in Canada, but definitely cross over into the U.S. and internationally. It would be awesome. And I love Nashville so much. I've been there a few times, and it's such a great place for country music, and it's such a great place for artists, and I definitely would love to be able to make it over there.
Have you collaborated with anybody yet? I know there are a lot of songwriting collaborations that go on when people make those, you know, Nashville sojourns.
Yeah, I mean, I've collaborated a little bit with a few artists here and there and songwriters from Nashville, and then even just up here in Canada. But it's definitely something I'm really looking forward to expand on, and with the connections that we're making and stuff, I'm really hoping that we do get to, you know, get down there and do some writing with some writers down there and hopefully even a few artists.
Do you have anybody on your wish list that you'd like to either write with or perform with?
I've always wanted to perform with Keith Urban. He's one of my favorite country artists for sure, and my mom has loved him as well. So in our household here, we always praise Keith Urban. But somebody I'd love to write with would be Taylor Swift, just because I've always admired her writing style and her honesty and just how creative she is. And I think you know, us being, you know, young women, I think we would have a lot to relate to in songwriting, of course, and I think that would
sure.
be something very cool.
She'd actually be older than you. This is amazing to find someone who's younger than Taylor Swift.
I know, right? yeah, she's a little older than me as well, so definitely could have that maybe sort of guidance from her even.
That's right. I mean, she did break up. She broke out so early, and I mean, there's good
yes.
and bad in good and bad in that, of course. I think she's handling her success a lot better than your fellow Canadian Justin Bieber, however, is handling his,
Ooh,
I think.
Oh, yes. Perhaps she is. Yeah, she's doing well with that. She's a smart girl.
Yeah. I mean, how do you keep it in perspective? I mean, you're just starting out. Well, you've been doing it for a couple of years professionally, so you're not really just starting out. But, I mean, how do you keep yourself grounded and have a balance in your life in terms of, I mean, you started out doing this while you were still in school, I'm guessing, correct?
Yeah, I did. It really helps. I have great family and friends, and my parents kind of always taught me, you know, to be true to myself and you know, always honor what I think is right and work hard, and that's something that I've been doing, you know, from when I started out with school and balancing both this and music and working on the side as well. And I think it just helps that you have these people that kind of surround you and are always supporting you and keeping you grounded. So it definitely helps to have a good support system, I think.
I think that is key, and you sound very grounded and very mature for a young woman. What is your take on and your thoughts about, like, talent shows? Have you thought about trying to break through something like The Voice or American Idol or something like that?
Definitely. It's crossed my mind a few times. Unfortunately, actually, up here in Canada, the year I became actually eligible to try out for Canadian Idol, it went off air. So I couldn't do it then. I don't know whether that was supposed to be a sign or something. But I think it's a great outing for starting out artists and people that, you know, are trying to look for an opportunity to get themselves out there. And, you know, maybe down the line that's something I would look at doing. But right now, you know, I'm just kind of working with what we have and trying to do the whole connections that we've got now. And it's starting to turn out really good and things are starting to move well. So I think I'll stay with that, but I definitely think it's a great opportunity if you can get into those competitions and try out, because you just never know.
You don't know where it will lead, and it gives you sort of a jump start. But you're working hard already, and I think that's great, because sometimes people go to these shows without a lot of experience at all, and then they're thrust into it without knowing anything about the music business or what it might entail. And for you, you already have a background to launch into it. Might be a good idea down the line for you to think about something like that. I'm curious, why did Canadian Idol go off the air? They couldn't find enough, they didn't have enough ratings, or they didn't have enough, they must have had enough talent.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They definitely, you can see that, you know, Canada would love to have another singing competition, because we do have so many amazing musicians and singers from around here that would love that sort of opportunity, but I'm really not sure why it went off air. Maybe they didn't have enough ratings, or, you know, they were just kind of over it. I'm really not sure. It was a few years ago, so I'm not sure. Maybe they'll bring it back. Who knows?
Well, you can always, you know, take a little plane. You're eligible, right? Or you're not eligible for one of these contests if you're not from the United States? I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I think there's a few things you gotta have to be qualified for to do that. I think you've got to be living there. But I mean, who's to say that we won't be or I won't be? So who knows?
Right. Now talk about your collaboration with Matt Williams, who's a fabulous guy we know from Western Avenue. We've had him on the show a couple months back. Talk to us about your collaboration, and how did you hook up with him?
Matt's a great guy, and we've been working together for probably 2 years now, I think, and I actually hooked up with Western Avenue, and they were kind of backing me up a few times for some shows, and we were playing shows together, and it just sort of within the last year, Matt and I sort of stuffed off and did our own thing acoustically, just going around performing, you know, covers and my songs and some of his songs, and it just sort of escalated, and we decided, hey, you know, why don't we write a song that's a duet that we can perform at these shows instead of just always doing covers, and it kind of came from there, and he came up with this idea for Make Love Tonight, and then approached me with it, and, you know, we decided we were going to write it together, and then we brought in a couple other writers, and it just sort of took off from there.
There you go. Beautiful music together. And you look like the way your voice is blend, because you have a great blend. I mean, that's key for a duet, right? And there are some classic duets. Is there a plan? So you're going to keep, you perform with him sometimes, so there's a plan maybe to do a full album or no?
I think right now we're planning on, you know, doing the single and doing some touring and supporting it and supporting both of our solo stuff that we have going on as well. And I mean, we're definitely going to be doing more writing. We already have been. So I'm not sure the future of a full album together or whether we'll just continue doing some writing and release a few singles here and there. But definitely can expect a lot more collaboration with writing.
Talk about your inspiration and your writing process. I mean, how does it work for you? Do you write by yourself and then team up with someone after you have some idea, or do you just sit down cold with a partner and kind of, you know, brainstorm and get started on that?
Yeah, well, it's really, it's kind of all new to me right now with, you know, trying to figure out my own technique. I've been writing, you know, since I was younger. I always tried, right? And I never felt super, super confident in it. And I was lucky when I did my first album about 6 years ago that I was connected with the producer that had taken me down to Nashville and the songwriter, and he, Cyril Rawson, and he's an amazing writer, and he wrote songs for Keith Urban and Reba and had cuts on Gretchen Wilson, and he's such a talented guy, and I had him as a mentor for the last 5 years, and I never really realized, you know, what I picked up for him as writing, that until we came into writing Make Love Tonight, and well, there was a group of us, and it just kind of flows nicely, you know. I find it really easy when you're in a group with people and you're in a room and the ideas kind of flow, and yeah, it is all new to me, though. I've just sort of started coming into my own with my writing, and I do write on my own as well, but I think it's a lot more enjoyable when you've got a few other people with you and you got the ideas flowing.
Have the ideas flowing back and forth. Yeah, that's very interesting. How do you reckon? I mean, I guess thinking about this, you had your first album 6 years ago, so you're only 14. I mean, so you went through like the Leanne Rimes route, right? I mean, because she started out very young.
She was pretty young too.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty good. Well, you know, you want to pace yourself though. You want longevity because that's important.
Absolutely.
you sound very well grounded for someone so young. It's great. How do you balance the process? I mean, you do the writing and you're on the road promoting. I mean, that's always fascinating for musicians because as a writer, I know, you know, you have to carve out time for it, but with your schedule performing too, you have to really carve out time for it, right? Because, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go on with navigating the road.
Absolutely.
So how do you reconcile
traveling.
On that?
I've really lucked out. I have the jobs that I do here at home, they're very supportive, and they understand that the music is so important to me, and it's a big priority for me. So I've lucked out with that, where when I need the time off to go tour or to go do some shows, they're really understanding, and they make it work for me. So that definitely helps. And but yeah, it is hard to balance a bit, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I sort of love that part of it, that craziness, and that, you know, you're one place one day and you're somewhere else the next. So it's I find it's easier to manage when you're enjoying it.
Well, yeah, there you go. You just circled the important thing is when you really like what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And you can dedicate yourself to it. And, you know, the old cliche, if you choose something you love, you're never going to work a day in your life. It's
exactly,
not quite true.
Yeah.
As we all know, even if you love it, there's still some hard work involved, and there's still some days where you just don't feel like it. And there's always a drudgery aspect to everything, so you can't pretend not. But
absolutely.
For the most part, if you love it, I mean, you're going to embrace
it
more. And you'll make it work. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you'll love it. And you'll love what you're doing and get the energy from it. And one thing leads to another. And as you're in, you know, when you're in motion, you keep moving and you keep liking what you're doing. And you're young and you have so much energy, so you can enjoy it and embrace it. So you have a new album out now, right? Is this Way to Go? Is that the title song? We're going to play that in a couple of minutes. Tell us a little bit about that album and how that came together.
Sure. So that one recorded last year back down in Nashville. And this one was just an EP. So we just did 7 songs, and I worked on this one with Cyril Rawson again, and what we were kind of looking for this one was just something a little bit different, and sort of wanted, you know, to catch people's eye and catch people's ear, and it's kind of more of a Americano type feel to it, and I was really happy with this one. We worked for about several months in choosing the right songs, and we were writing a couple, and just sort of picking which ones, you know, kind of portrayed the sound that we were going for, and it's kind of a theme to the album. It's sort of each song talks a little bit about, you know, maybe somebody was in a place in their life or with somebody in their life that, you know, they realized it wasn't where they wanted to be, or that person wasn't treating them the way they should be treated, so they are moving on and kind of being a little bit more independent, and that's where the song Way to Go really talks about that in sort of a tongue-in-cheek way, and just saying, you know, you helped me see that I don't want to be with you anymore, and you gave me the way to go, so, you know, way to go. So that's why we figured it was the most appropriate for the title, and it's a great song. I hope a lot of people can relate to it.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it. We're going to play that in a couple of minutes. What's your vision for your career? Because the music business is so different. Now, of course, you've been coming up during the whole digital age where people are on the Internet and there's easier access to get your work out there. It's also harder in some ways, more competitive, because so many people are putting their work out there. How do you navigate all of that and try to distinguish yourself from the pack, so to speak?
Yeah, well, it's the music industry is forever changing, and so even when I did this album a little over a year ago, you know, it's changed so much, even in country music, since then. So I think it's important to find something, you know, kind of find your niche and something that you're really passionate about in, you know, in your music and the way that you do your music. But I think also kind of coming up with new things and sort of forever keeping it fresh and having, you know, engaging people and showing that, you know, you're not just a one-trick pony. You've got a few other elements to you. So I think for the future right now, I am doing some more writing and going back into the studio in a little bit. So I think it's just something, whatever I'm passionate about, you know. Right now I'm loving what's on the radios now, and I think that it's doing really well with the country music. So just sort of keeping it fresh, doing some new stuff, and hopefully everyone will like it.
So you've got a new album coming up that you're going to work on?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to fully do a new album yet. I think we're still going to try and get to a little bit more work out of the last one, but definitely some more writing, and I think we might release just some songs individually to the radio and to just iTunes and the internet and whatnot. But, yeah, just come up with some new stuff and you know, feel it out and see how have the fans react and what they think, and then we'll kind of go from there.
That's very cool. So you have a lot more contact with fans. It's much easier access to fans, too, this
yeah,
way with the internet.
And for sure. Social fans. Medias and all of that right now.
You get the feedback instantly, and you can communicate with fans. Do you find that it gets a little daunting or a little scary sometimes because you don't want to be too up close and personal with fans, or do you still love it?
Yeah, I mean, it can be a scary thing when you think about it, but it's also, like, it's kind of a magical thing when you can have that connection with people that you don't even really know, but you speak to them in a certain way, and they can see you just by, you know, going to your Twitter or checking you out on Facebook, and it's just, I think it's really cool, and it's a great time for artists right now, especially starting out artists, because you can get that following and reach that many people just by, you know, being at your home or, you know, doing it off your phone. I think it's a great time, definitely, for independent artists.
Very cool. And you have such a great spirit and, as I said, very grounded and motivated to keep going, which is terrific. So if people want to find out more, they can go to your website, alyssamorrissey.com, or, as you said, you're on Twitter, at alyssamorrissey,
yep.
And also on Facebook. So people can find you, and you'll post where you're playing. You know, you have concert updates and all of that, as well as the new single and the new album and all the good future projects.
Absolutely,
correct?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we're going to sashay out of here, give you a way to go. Alyssa's tongue-in-cheek title track and single. A pleasure talking with you, Alyssa. I know we're going to hear a lot more from you. I wish you the best, and I hope you come back and see us again, okay?
Thank you so much. I'd love to. Thanks for having me out.
Oh, pleasure. Alyssa Morrissey, Way to Go on the Amy Bitt-Berkley Show.
The word that started the car that spit the gravel and steered me down the route. Then wound me through the desert in the night with everything I own. There's no tears here to blur my vision. Vegas lights shining in the distance. Yeah, you gave me freedom. I didn't know I wanted. Yes, I had a thing, yeah, a thing, yeah. Where you broke my heart, blew any kiss apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to go. Way to go. Yelling out the dashboard, happy headlights pointing. Every mile feels my conviction. That tank of gas was a good decision. Yeah, you gave me freedom. I didn't know I wanted. I guess I thank you, I thank you. The way you broke my heart. guess I ought to thank you, thank you. The way you broke my heart, blew any chance apart. I couldn't take it anymore. Baby, you opened that door. You gave me a way to go. Way to go.
Song from Alyssa Morrissey, Way to Go, title track from her latest EP. Find out more at AlyssaMorrissey.com or on Twitter at Alyssa Morrissey. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show. We'll get you in the mix at 347-857-4505. I think Trudy has tamed the gremlins. Or via Twitter at AB Writes. The show today brought to you in part by Amazon's new Fire TV. See it? Get it? Watch it? All at Amazon.com. And by Area Las Vegas Resort and Casino, that's how we Vegas. So today we're gonna do the free flow pop culture convo, maybe some inspiration thrown in. And yeah, it's the cusp of a weekend, a Friday, a rainy Friday here in the Northeast. So pull up your umbrellas, and we're gonna romp through the country music scene. Here's a fun one from BR549. Are you getting tired of me, baby? I'm Amy Beth Arkowy.
Baby, are you getting tired of me? I can see the blossoms falling from the tree. Like a love that used to be. Baby, are you getting tired of me? It was early in the springtime, I remember that our love was growing strong. I guess spring can't hold its promise any longer than all that's sure to come. Tell me, is the season done? Maybe are you getting tired of me? I can see the blossoms falling from the tree. Like a love it used to be. Baby, are you getting tired of me? Kisses ain't like goodnight kisses were before. 'Cause you don't want me anymore. Baby, are you getting tired of me? I can see the blossoms falling from the tree. Like a love that used to be. Baby, are you getting tired of me?
Crystal voice, she played a silver tone from Montgomery Ward. Quiet songs in Monroe hair, she sure could turn the boys' heads to stare. Swimwear, songs of tan and haunt them was all she learned in school. Books were for the other girls, and the other girls were fools. Texas back in 69, with driving movies and dashboard lights. Father walked her down the aisle, 'cause college didn't suit her style. Sad truth was she could barely read. If you told dear father, well, he wouldn't believe you. The telephone rang and drove mother insane from the hearts left on the shelf. Kissed the phone and she won't be home, 'cause she didn't take care of herself. Texas back in 69, was driving movies and dashboard lights. Now, the backseat queen of fraternity,
can't you hear your daughter crying? Father, wake up, her youth is dying. The kids are grown, the husband's gone away. And it's a shame, cause she has such a lovely face. Can't you see she needed more than, oh, what a pretty child. You never taught her to fond lie, all you told her was a smile. Texas back in 69, the dry man movies and dashboard lights. Where is she now? Back in 69, we're driving movies and dashboard lights.
Oh, I'm a hero. I was shot twice in the Tribune.
I read where you were shot five times in the tabloids.
It's not true.
He didn't come anywhere near my tabloids.
The Abbott Brothers of the Abbott Beth Arkley Show and the Great Nancy Griffith Band, drive-in movies and dashboard lights. CR549, which, in case you're keeping score, is Andy Taylor's number in Mayberry on the old Andy Griffith Show. And are you getting tired of me, baby? Hope not. We're just getting started in our free-flow pop culture convo via Twitter at AB Writes, by the way. Reach out anytime or on the studio line, 347-857-4505. On the Twitter feed, Danny says, hey, like that interview with Alyssa. Good sound, good spirit. Check her out at oldsamorrissey.com. And Bri said, love the tunes. Love you, AB. All right. Love you too, Bri. There we go, getting a little too close on the Twitter feed. So it's Free Flow Pop Culture Convo. It was Rovian politics this week. Karl Rove is back in the news. You heard about this, right, where he made some kind of an offhanded comment at a conference, conveniently was picked up all over the media, where he kind of insinuated that Hillary Clinton has a lot to answer to regarding her health. Maybe she suffers from brain damage, he said. Then he said, oh, that's not true. That's not what he meant. That's not what he said, but that she will have to answer questions about her health. Well, of course she will have to answer questions about her health, as have everybody who runs for president. It's just the way it goes. But why 2 years out before she's even announced yet? This goes back to the whole Monica Lewinsky story in Vanity Fair. This goes back to the Benghazi hearings being revved up time and time again, this new speculation about Nigeria, all of these things, which I believe is a preemptive strike on the part of the Republicans to try to get Hillary, try to dissuade Hillary from running. I think it may have the opposite effect. Has anybody been watching how Hillary and her husband, Bill Clinton, operate over the last oh so many years? They're pretty steely. I mean, I don't know if they'll back down that quick, but I think it's a preemptive, sort of a preemptive strike, try to get out that ammo. This is what you can be facing, and it's up to her to decide what she wants to do. Of course, also allows us to dip into the archives for a classic from the Capitol steps. Give a listen.
So, Monica, baby, what are you thinking about exactly?
The more I read the papers, the more I comprehend that this investigation has someday got to end.
Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our affair. We've got something permanent. I mean, on the dress you wear, it's very clear our love is here to stay.
Throughout the years, proof of our love remains.
The radio and the internet and TV station show
more details than the public probably wants to know.
But oh my dear, one question still remains, 'cause it seems clear to someone with half a brain, did it occur to you, gosh, it might help out to wash it?
What? Send our love down the drain.
Now our love is clearly stained.
Yeah. The infamous blue dress. Tribute courtesy of the great Capitol steps, those cheeky former politicos. That's how it started, right? I don't know if they're all still former politicos, but it started with a bunch of folks who were former staffers on Capitol Hill, and they've been going strong for, 25 or more years now, right? 30 years, I think. Good stuff, and so they're going to have to answer all that stuff if they so choose to run, but of course by the time 2016 rolls around, it'll be old news. So we'll see what happens. I think she's going to run, but you never know. Joe Biden is working his way through places like South Carolina. I think he gave a commencement speech there. He's got all kinds of different things poking around just in case Hillary doesn't run. I don't think he'll run against her in a primary, but should Hillary Clinton say, I'm just going to sit back and be a grandma and just do some other stuff, I've had enough of public life, which, by the way, is her right, and I think she's earned that right. On the other hand, if she wants to run, I think she will have a clear field for the Democrats. On the Republican side, it's boiling up there, too. Chris Christie pretty much said he's thinking about running still, and he'll tell us later. And he doesn't believe the Bridgegate will have anything to do with it because he knew nothing and did nothing wrong. We'll see. It may not stick to him. He may have a bit of a Teflon thing going. Meanwhile, he says it will be hard to run against his friend Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is still in a quandary whether he'll run or not. I saw Condoleezza Rice came out and said she really hopes Jeb does run. She's got a thing for those Bush boys, hasn't she? But we'll see what happens. Politics, are you sick of it? Are you ready for it? 2014 is here, and they're talking about the presidential race 2 years later when we're not even at the midterms. And that's, I guess, cooking up in places, too. There's been a viral video for the Idaho governor's race been circulated. I don't know if you saw. I saw a clip of that this morning on the news. They had the two main people in the Republican primary and a couple of crazy candidates that normally are fringe candidates who are not – they run a lot, but they're not normally invited to the debates. But they were. They were pretty funny, kind of reminiscent for those of us who remember the New York campaign with Governor Cuomo when they had the rent is too damn high candidate in the mix. So kind of intriguing, all the political sideshows that go on during the off-year elections and even during the regular elections, just that they drag it out longer and longer and longer. Speaking of things that have been dragged out for a long time, Barbara Walters' farewell, or was it, wrapped up today on The View, but they're going to have a special tonight. And on The View, I did see a bit of it today. She had a big host of formidables, including Hillary Clinton, speaking of which, Oprah Winfrey and Michael Douglas. Oprah Winfrey, in fact, paid homage to Barbara as the one who got her into journalism and broadcast journalism. And she also introduced a litany of women who were influenced by Barbara who came on stage, including Diane Sawyer, Katie Couric, Jane Pauley, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, good for Barbara. But, of course, she hinted at the end that it might not be farewell exactly. It might be see you later. So, yeah, I think she's going to be appearing later this summer with Cher on her Dress to Kill tour. Remember when Cher had the farewell tour? That was going to be over and done with? It's never over and done with. So there you go. But Barbara, she deserves the tributes, that's for sure. Maybe this weekend after her special she'll kick back and head down to Mississippi and be up to no good. Here's Sugar Land on the Ingrid Bergman Show.
We've been talking about Jackson ever the fire went out, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big talk man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson.
See if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow.
Huh.
All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat. Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But they laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about Jackson.
Well, it does sound like it offers a lot of fun couples activities.
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you. You, to fight and scratch with you.
Well, you just bought a fall last month, and now you want a wig.
My real hairstyle.
It looks like you could understand my paycheck ain't that big.
Well, what about the dough you lose in that poker game downtown?
I figured you'd mention
that,
that smart
Randy
Ellie.
Boat, that fishing gear, but no, I don't reckon that down, would it?
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you. You, to fight and scratch with you.
Sometimes I swear I think that you're the devil in disguise. Cause when you're mad, you ought to see the firefly from your eyes.
Well, you don't look so cute yourself when you're mad at me. And if you don't like the way
well,
I look,
sure
then
don't.
You know how to leave, don't you, Kathy?
Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you. You, to fight and scratch with you.
Well, I love you and you love me, but we're always finding fault.
But the way we fight, you wouldn't know we had any love at all. We just fight like cats and dogs. We leave and come right back. For what excitement would we have if we didn't fight and scratch? Fight and scratch, that's all we ever do. There surely must be more to love than to fight and scratch with you. You, to fight and scratch with you.
Why don't you drop dead?
Oh, you'd like me to, and I'll live forever to stop.
Why don't you keep your big mouth
well,
shut?
Well, why don't you just make me if you think it's big enough?
I can whip you with both
well,
hands tied behind.
Well, you try, mealy mouth, and I'll knock your brains out with a stick of stone wood.
That's good, catfish.
What's a catfish? Why you call it that?
They all mouth and no brains.
Boy, that's really good. It's all I can do to keep them laughing. That's really good. That's funny.
Gotta love it. A kitsch classic from a pair of voices that go great together, Parton and Wagner. Dolly and Porter to their friends, and Fight and Scratch. Speaking of voices that go great together, Johnny Cash and June Carter and Down in Jackson. Speaking of which, Down in Mississippi and Up to No Good from Jennifer Nettles and Sugarland. On the Friday edition of the A.B. Beth Arkowitz Show, thank you so much for stopping by. And don't forget to support the artists here on this show. You can purchase great music and books at places like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. And for goodness sakes, if you find an indie record shop and a bookstore, support them, because they're dying out like crazy, and we really need them to keep that spirit alive and keep small businesses going as well. So think about doing that, because I know there's a lot of free stuff floating around, but it's great to support the artists because they do enrich our lives. And speaking of which, if you're an artist with a story to tell, we're looking for you. We're always looking for compelling storytellers for the show. So hop over to the website amybetharkowee.com. Tell us about your story. We're looking for authors and filmmakers, musicians, theater folks, social commentators too. Tell us about it, and we'll see what we can do about getting you on the show that Media Bites has dubbed one of the top podcasts in empowering, entertaining tour de force. We try. We stumbled a bit today at the beginning with the gremlins, but we try. Anyway, we get through it. So reach out. And we're booking like crazy. Trudy's got us already booked into July. But we'll get you on. We will. We got wiggle room here and there as well. Coming up on Monday, we'll talk with Julie Seedorf. She's coming back, one of our fellow mystery authors, with her latest in the Granny series. It's Granny Skewers a Scoundrel, I believe is the title. We'll also talk about that and something on the serious side. She's very interested in food insecurity in this country and helping our friends and neighbors in all walks of life in all parts of the country find a place at the table. So we'll talk about that and how we can all help this problem, because hunger in America is growing. It's a big issue for sure. So we'll talk about that on Monday's show here on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Indeed. So the Sterling saga rolls on. Donald Sterling and his wife, the dueling interviews they had. Now he's out again. He had another discussion or comment that he has apologized, but he doesn't want to pay the fine. And he believes the owners should be on his side, and his players should be on his side, too. I don't know. Did you watch the interview earlier this week with Anderson Cooper in its entirety? It was surreal. It was a little bizarre, and he managed to circle himself like Clive and Bundy. I suspected he was going to do that when I saw the clips earlier on Monday, that he was going to circle himself into like a Clive and Bundy apology where he apologized, but it made it worse. And he took on Magic Johnson and said some horrific things about him. I think it's not happening for him. And I know his wife is trying to contend that he's got dementia. I'm not sure if that's going to fly either. But in any event, he's got to get out as soon as possible. But, you know, they need a crowbar to pry him out of the NBA, because he does, in fact, own the team. So on and on we go, riding on that wagon wheel. The crazy stories. Here's Darius Rucker on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, I pick a banjo now. Oh, no country winter keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I have to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
a trucker out of Philly had a nice long toque, but he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina down to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sweet the sweet home, Alabama, roll tide or roll. The muddy waters, Mississippi, bless the Graceland, whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on. Catching catfish on the river, chasing fireflies by the creek. Kissing Gary Williams' sister on the porch homecoming week. With rusty cars and weeping willows, keeping watch out in the yard. Just a snapshot of down home Dixie, could be anywhere you are. In Carolina or in Georgia, open arms are waiting for ya. Louisiana, yellow rose to San Antonio. Arkansas, Mississippi, Old Man River whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort. As I sit here, I'm surrounded by these priceless memories. I don't have to think about it, there's no place I'd rather be. In Carolina or in Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia. Sleepy sweet home, Alabama, rough tide or roll. Whispers to me, carry on, on, sweet southern comfort. Carry on, sweet southern comfort, carry on.
Country voices, Buddy Jewell and Sweet Southern Comfort on the Amy Beth Orkou Show. Talk about a guy who was kicking around for decades before he was finally discovered in his 40s, a Nashville star, and has since become a mainstay on the country and gospel scenes. Also Darius Rucker, who broke out of Hootie and the Blowfish to become a solo country star, inducted into the Grand Ole Opry, and the first country or black country artist to make it on the charts since Charlie Pride. So great sounds there. On the Amy Beth Orkou Show. Hey, are you a burrito-loving literary aficionado? Head to Chipotle this coming Thursday. They're starting a campaign like Starbucks used to have with famous writers offering words of wisdom in forms of poems and short stories and commentary on their cups and bags. It is something that was started by Jonathan Safran Foer, the author of such books as Everything is Illuminated and Incredibly Loud, Incredibly Close. He was upset because he went to Chipotle one day without any reading material, contacted the chairman, and started this project, and apparently he's spearheading it. So there are going to be people like Toni Morrison, Michael Lewis, big names that have participated in this event. So just a little literary flair with your burrito. So, you know, literary wisdom is not just for coffee anymore. Starbucks has done that for a while, or used to do that from time to time. Now they have Oprah on all their cups, et cetera. So, hey, over at the Twitter feed, thank you, Phelps. It says, love your show. Why aren't you on 5 days a week? Well, it's a little tricky doing the juggling act. We'll see if we can work our way up to it, but I have a book deadline, and it's not going all that well, in case you haven't noticed, in case I haven't kvetched about it enough. And Sandra on the Twitter feed, but thank you, Phelps. I appreciate it. I'm glad you enjoy it. And it's a podcast, so you can listen to any of the shows anytime you want, as many times as you want. Head over to the Blog Talk Radio site. It's archived under the Amy Beth Orkou Show. You can also download episodes at iTunes and at NetNow. So thank you so much. I appreciate the encouragement. And Sandra, who writes in, love the show, great music, and a nice interview, too. We'll look up the new musician. Yes, Alyssa Morrissey is her name. Find out more at her website, alyssamorrissey.com. So there you go. So are we ready to sashay out of here? We've got a couple more songs to play. So in the meantime, let's just jump right in to the fun with the Zac Brown Band. Kind of a weekend feel. Almost like a summer feel, too. It's coming.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
Powder beach under my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off the sea, and the wicked is a churn as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern.
It's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountains. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again a night lullaby. You could find me where the music meets the ocean,
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You can jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again as the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby.
Darkwave Show as we get ready to wrap up our run through the country charts. And great one from the Zac Brown Band, Jump Right In. Hope you enjoyed the music. Thanks going out to Trudy and Aurora and ML at TCS headquarters for helping us put together that group of songs. And poor Mary is pretty distressed because the Mets, they fell flat the last two games of the Subway Series after a glorious start at Yankee Stadium, had to come home and couldn't scratch together one run. For some reason, we don't do well at home. That darn stadium. But We're hitting the road today, so that's good. Hey, whatever you're doing, if you're hitting the road this weekend, be careful of the weather, and I hope you drive safe, play nice, dream big. Hey, come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. Don't forget to find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter 24/7 at AB Writes and download episodes at iTunes, NetNow, or the Blog Talk Radio site. There you go. We said it all. Thanks again to Alyssa Morrissey. Find out more about her fabulous music and future career at alyssamorrissey.com. Looking forward to the weekend, are you?
Now I know why people look forward to weekends.
Give you a little lesson in leaving with Joe DiMassina, as we say sayonara. I'm the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. See ya.
Give you back what you've been given.